This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
I'm very excited to officially announce that we are officially going golfing on Sunday.
Let's fucking go!
Give us a round of a fucking applause!
Are you going to cancel on me, buddy?
I'm leaving the kids at home alone. We're doing 72 holes.
Do you have support at the house?
Mother-in-law will be in town Friday night.
Millie's coming in. Yeah. Gotta love it. That's awesome. Give her a shout out.
Joanne?
Thanks, Joanne. Appreciate it.
Putting her to work.
Round of applause for Joanne Capono.
More importantly, what day is it today?
It's Thursday.
My daughter was born on Saturday
night. Thank you. You brought it up because, you know, it was the next topic of discussion. Congratulations. You're playing that zone defense, that 3-on-2 defense.
It's tough.
Talk about it, man. Well, talk about the – I want to know.
Syracuse up in my house.
I want to know what happened because we were supposed to golf.
Yeah,
this past Sunday, and then you texted us about 8:30. I want to say on Saturday, like, sounds good as long as my wife is not.
I actually have the exact. I wrote them down.
Come on,
the exact
give us
times.
The story, please.
So, 4:20. Wow, that got real loud.
G, what you doing, man?
Made me feel like Morgan Freeman.
Yo, but chill. Jesus, loud. By the way, I know I heard you guys say that I was mean to G. I'm gonna take a minute to acknowledge that I was mean to her, but she was just as mean back, and we squashed. Are we cool, G? Oh my!
I took G's side in that too.
I did. G, I did start it, but what I'm saying is that, you know, together, we're fine. We squashed it, right? Oh my god! Okay, sorry. 8:30, 4:30. It seems extra loud right now. Yeah, turn
maybe
me down.
That's your conscience.
Yeah. No kidding. Go ahead, man.
For treating women bad.
Talk about Saturday, bro. Stop with this narrative.
The big Ike Turner, the big domestic V. Sleazy P, the big domestic V.
Oh my gosh, man.
Am I right?
Absolutely fucking not.
All right,
not.
So now let's talk about this other scumbag on the couch.
Yeah, let's do it. Scumbag number two.
So there's a group chat. I'm in a few group chats that have a lot to do with golf. It's like, you know how you have your different groups? You're probably in like three of my different, you know, groups of four, whatever. So this is the one, you call it. Pierre like names every group chat. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. People name group chats now. So this is called Girl Dads Plus P.
Yeah, the three girl dads.
Yeah,
amazing fathers, and then there's me.
So Pierre, we're making plans of golf on Sunday at. We're gonna do a 1 tee time because I was going to church. I was taking Beans to church.
That was the plan.
So 4:25 p.m. I text that group. I'm 100% in unless Jenna goes into labor. Due date is the 29th, so we should be in the clear.
Should have been.
Everyone says all the other stuff. Like, I'm a maybe, I'm this. I was like the only, me and Pierre were the only ones that were in for sure. It was probably just gonna be me and him.
Normally works out that way.
11:26 p.m. Jenna just went into labor. Second text at 11:26 p.m. Pissing me off. At 11:26 p.m., I might still be there. 11:27 p.m., don't count me out yet. At 11:45, my daughter was born. I did not golf on
You were
Sunday.
Built for speed and not comfort with that one. That was hysterical.
I'm not built for that, yeah. Dude. So dude. That evening actually has it. That was insane. And that is probably the most angry I've been in a long time.
Oh, well, you want to tell me why?
I was fuming.
Yeah? You were mad?
Oh, yeah.
How could you be mad?
I was mad.
Tell me why.
Here's why. So the night starts out, it's about 8:45. Uh-huh. Beans is sleeping. Anthony's about to fall asleep. Jenna's like, oh, ow, ow. And I'm like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
This is it. And she's like, oh, wait, no, it's just a cramp. She says, if you can move and the cramp goes away, it's just a cramp.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Advice from a pregnant woman to herself.
Right. So then she's like, oh. And I'm like, because I don't do medical emergencies. I don't do blood. I don't do guts. That's not my thing. I passed out.
Number two.
On baby number two. I passed out during the epidural.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through and saw my daughter being born, but I was done at the epidural. I saw that. Never mind. I can't even talk about it. So Jenna's like, I get my mom on the phone. I'm like, hey, mom, like, this might be it. Like, be ready. Because my mom was going to come over, stay with the kids. Jenna's like, no, I'm good. It's not going to happen today. I'm like, listen, don't tell yourself that it's not it because you don't want it to be today. Like, if it is today, like, this is not something that, like, oh, I stubbed my toe at home. No, you don't. Like, I don't do this. Like, I need to get you.
This doesn't happen at home.
This doesn't happen. For me, I can't watch. I can't be the only person here when this happens because I'm on the floor.
Yeah.
Done.
We're talking about a safety issue right now.
Oh, man. I'm getting like, this is how pissed I was. I'm like, so she's like, no, I'm good. Go to bed. So my mom, I text her. I'm like, hey, no, it's not it.
It's not tonight.
Go to sleep. I go to sleep. 10:45.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Zach is like snoozing at 10:45.
Out cold.
Yeah. Like the first hour or two of your sleep. Like, dude, you're dead.
Dude, done. Like, can't wake me up. I'm a chill guy too. Like, it takes nowadays, like back in the day I wasn't. Hold on, let's see. Let's see if she's texting me. She knows I'm telling the story, so let's just see what she's trying to say.
Okay. Get it from the source, man.
Oh, she just wants me to grab some groceries on the way home. So, anyways. So I'm chill. Like, I don't like being stressed out. Like, I'm a let's get it done early so we can chill. So I always tell her, I'm like, when you start to feel anything, let's get to the hospital. And worst case scenario, they say, hey, come back in a couple hours. But at least then my mom's with the kids, mm-hmm. and we're good to go. But she wakes me up at 10:45 and she's like, we have to get there now, if not 10 minutes ago. Now, mind you, we're going to St. Joe's in Ypsilanti. That's a 38-minute drive.
Yo.
Yo. So the first thing I do is I just start cursing in my head and I'm like, this is it, man. Like, I'm so mad. I'm like, I cannot believe my life has come to a baby's going to be born in a bathtub in my house. Like, I'm the only one here. I got to call 911. Like, I'm like, this is a nightmare. I can't do this. So she's like, but like, then Jenna's like full on like, oh my gosh. Like, and I'm like, holy shit.
You're in it right now.
I'm like, oh dude, I'm like getting so... I run out to the car.
In the trenches, taking grenades,
I
John.
I call my mom. Yeah, dude. Woo. Oh, my gosh. My heart. I'm like,
you're nervous.
I'm sweating. Yeah. No, right now I am thinking about it. And because like, this is like real deal life stuff.
That's literally the point of life is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Right now.
And I'm like, I will be damned if this life begins in my truck. It may have been conceived in my truck, but it will not begin in my truck.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough.
Oh, dude. I'm so like, my heart's going a million miles an hour. And I'm like, okay, dude. If you don't pick your shit up, this is going to happen. So I called my mom. And of course, like she's, you know, my mom, she's not old, but she's a grandma. She's 63. She's like, what's up? I'm like, you got to get here like now. And she's like, okay, all right, you know. So then I go outside and I have like barely any gas in my car. So I'm like, oh no. So I start it and I click the button. It says 108 miles. I look on where we're going. I'm like, sweet, 50. Good.
We're good.
Yeah. So I get my truck turned around in the driveway and now I'm like freaking out. I call my mom. I'm like, mom, like, I think it's going to happen. Like, I got to get her to the hospital. My mom is like calming me down. She's like, all right, this is what you do. She's like, get Jenna in the car. She's like, get the car facing out. She goes, you stand with 1 foot in the house and 1 foot outside so you can hear if the other two start crying. She goes, as soon as you see my lights, she goes, you get in your car and you drive. So I see her lights. I get in the car.
We're talking about like, you see my lights, leave them in the house for a minute by themselves.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This is like, my mom brought us up in the 90s. So let's be real. Like, she left us home alone a few times. Not at two, but like, you know.
Not this young. But we're talking about 60 seconds.
Yeah. Well, dude, like, what do you want me to do?
No, no. They can handle it. They're sleeping.
Right. And there's two dogs in there. So then I get in the car, and Jenna's like, Zach, like, she's looking at, like, you know, you plug your phone in, and it says, like, 38 minutes. And she's like, I don't think we have 38 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I go, do we have to go? Because Huron Valley is 17 minutes away, but I don't know if they take our insurance, so that's why we have to go to St. Joe's, like, right? So I'm like, you're joking. And she's like, no, I think I waited too long. And instead of being like, okay, I got this, I was like, you could fucking. And she goes, you're making it worse. And I was like, I don't care.
You're freaking out.
So I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, she said she's going to, like, it's happening. My mom was like, you need to go to Huron Valley. And I'm like, okay, we got to go to Huron Valley. And she's like, I don't want to go to Huron Valley. I'm like, well, we have to. And she goes, I don't know what to do. She goes, Zach, what do I do? And I go, I'm not equipped with the parts to tell you what to do. I go, ask you how to help maintain my nutsack. Like, what are you kidding me right now? My mom's like on the, you know, my mom's on speakerphone, and she's like, Jenna, does it feel like there's pressure on your pelvic floor? In the meantime, I'm like trying to not nod out.
And then, you're deciding where you're going. You don't know what's going on. Yeah,
so we get to the place where we got to turn right to go to Huron Valley Hospital. We got to go left to get to 23 to book our asses to Ypsilanti.
Yeah.
And I go.
It's crunch time.
And I go, Jenna, you have to make this decision right now. You need to make this decision. Am I going to this other hospital, or are we going to?
You're a TJ in this moment. Make a decision right now.
Bro. And I said, no one else in the world can make this for you.
Yep.
I go, this is it. Like, your mom, you got to make that decision. And she goes, I can make it. She goes, but drive fast, which if anyone has ever driven with me, you may have. I literally drive. I have nowhere to be. You could be like, you're an hour late. Don't care. Going 10 under.
Yeah.
Don't care. You think I want to spend more money? You think I want to spend more money to fix my truck? No, sorry. Not happening. So I drive slow. So now I'm like, great. But here's the thing. That drive that's supposed to take 38 minutes, I did it in like 29.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Full Dom Toretto.
Listen, you can give Jordan Wisely any vehicle he wants. He's not beating me in my F-150 when my baby is on the way. I'm going to beat him. So I will tell Jordan, give him a NASCAR car. I'm taking him in the F-150 all day. I looked at the analytics on the car. It was like average speed, like 101. Dude, but here's the best part. And I didn't say a word that whole ride. Jenna was talking, and I was just staring right at the road. Like, I was like pissed at her. I was like, I can't, like, I'm not going to say anything to her, but I'm like, I cannot believe that my life has gotten to the point where there's a 95% chance that there's going to be a baby coming out of her in the car, and I'm going to pass out. We're going to die. So I'm white knuckling it. But then she was having, like I was saying, full on Hollywood style contractions, like
dramatic,
dude. But I didn't even look at her; just stared straight at the road. Like I was, I think at one point I got an F-150 to like 117. I didn't care,
dude. You were hauling ass to get to here to Ypsilanti.
Listen, when we got there, pulled right up. We went in the security. I got her the wheelchair, got her in there. We're rolling in. I go, like, basically pulled like the Michael Scott, like threw my keys and be like, I'll be right back. And he's like, you're fine. And I was like, oh, cool. So as soon as I got her up there and I like gave her to the nurses, the weight of the world was, I was like, and I started cracking jokes. Like, I was filling out the paperwork. I was like, just so happy, dude. Like, I was so elated.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
that it was like she could have been born right then and there. I'm filling out the paperwork and then I had to go and get the bags. I'm just like nice and chill. So when I actually texted you guys was she was already in there. She wanted the epidural. This is where it gets even crazier. And so she wanted to get an epidural, so she got in there. So that's when I was texting the group chat being like, damn, I might not be able to golf tomorrow. Listen, it's my third. Like, I don't even have to be there for the third because there's two other of our babies at home. So, like, if that happened, I can't even be held accountable, right?
Right.
So I'm like, I just got to be here. I got her here. I was, like, so happy that my job was done. I'm like, let me chill for a second and text my buddy. No, I'm just kidding. I was texting you guys as I was walking in, at least. And so I get in there.
After the handoff.
Yeah, I get to the top, and I'm like, hey, I'm Mr. They're like, she's going into the triage room 7. And I'm like, sweet, let's do this. Like,
it's not gonna happen.
You know, I got, like, 3 bags. Chilling at this point. I got my slides on. Like, I don't give a rat's. Dude, everyone there is better at what's going on than me. I'm like, it's the best. It's like, I felt like a kid. When you go to the hospital, the dad is so worthless and useless. You'll never feel more worthless than when you're sitting there. Your wife's in the paint, just like creating life, doing God's work.
Just dominating.
And you're just sitting there like a big ass pussy, like, can't do anything. It's your fault. Like, it is the most worthless you'll ever feel.
Yeah.
Anyways. But at this point, I'm like, I don't care. I'm cracking jokes. And so as I'm walking through, Jenna comes out of the room where they like do the initial exam and they're like, she's 10 plus 2, which means like, I think means she's fully ready for the, like the baby's in the canal at that point. So like those contractions that were happening in the car were like, the baby is, these are the ones that you need to be pushing for to get the baby out. So that's how close it was. So anyways, like I was like coming in, I'm like, what's up? And Jenna was like, don't touch me. And I like laughed and then I was like, don't worry. And they looked at me like, oh man, you better chill. And I laughed and I was like, don't worry. I was like, when she starts sounding like she's from New York is when you gotta worry, because that's when she's really pissed. And they all start laughing and they bring her in the room and she's begging for an epidural, like a, you know, like a crack fiend. She's like, I need that epidural, I need that epidural. Ow, 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 you know. And I sit in the dad, like, and I'm just rocking, just watching. Like, part of me is like kind of like, this is what you get for doing that to me, you know? This is what you get. Because we could have been at the hospital at 9 p.m., eating Chick-fil-A, getting the epidural, chilling.
Getting sauced up on the epidural.
The last two babies, we got to the hospital, and we chilled for like 5 hours. It was so relaxing.
Well, let them know that the other two were past the due date, right? And we're talking about a week before.
Yeah,
so right. a little change in her mindset. Yeah, so I gotta, you know?
Anyway, she's going through it, and they're like, there's like doctors, nurses in there, and they're like, Jenna, like, you can push for 5 minutes, and this baby will be out. They're like, so getting the epidural, it won't even kick in for 15 minutes. But like, she's just dead set on this epidural. Like, that's in her birth plan. And like, as a guy, again, like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Do whatever you want to do. Like, I'm not the one with the bowling ball coming out of my crotch. But, you know what I'm saying?
But you got to make a call just like you had to do in
no,
the car.
But this is hers.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I mean.
That's not me.
Right. That's what I mean. Oh, she's got to make that call.
Right. Yeah. And so
two very tough calls in a matter of 30 minutes.
Begging. So then she goes through like this. Like contraction where she's like, she screamed, and Jenna has a super high pain tolerance. Probably why we're still at home while she's in labor. Cause labor started at like what, 8:30. We're still at home.
Yeah.
Right. And so she has a high pain tolerance and she's begging for this epidural. I go over there cause she screams. Like, I've never heard her scream. She goes, sit the fuck down. And I was like, oh my gosh. So they go to sit her up to give her the epidural, and they're like, oh, no, and they push her back down, and I look, and the baby's out.
Quick.
That's what it was, and I was like, oh, that was awesome. But I think because of, like, the first two, Jenna, I mean, I don't even know if am I supposed to talk about her birth plan. So the first two, I don't care. I do care. If it's wrong, I'm really sorry. Yeah, she had an epidural for the first two, so the feeling of, like, she went straight Adam and Eve with it. Like, that's, like, original times. Like, no epidural. She just
unmedicated.
She just, yeah, straight gangstered it.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, how did she feel?
So she was shook.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Yeah. And so typically when the babies are born, they wipe off some of the slippery and then they hand them to the mom because they're, you know, their yams are already out and they put them on the mom.
Yep.
And, you know, and they do that heart to heart thing. And so like for first baby, like Anthony, like everyone's like, you have to do like skin to skin so that you can connect. And I've never felt like just more weird in my life, like taking my shirt off, like holding my son. And like, I just felt odd. So when Liliana was born, like they get the skin to skin from mom for 2 hours. Like, yeah. Cause it's the first 2 hours you have to be on the mom. if they can, obviously. And so they did that with Jennifer, the first one. So by the, like, I just felt so stupid. Like, oh yeah, me too. Like, I want to hold my son with my shirt off. No, I'm good. He can do that with his mom the way nature intended.
Right.
Get over here and give me a hug.
Yeah,
you know?
Give me a hug, brother.
But yeah, so Liliana, like, same thing, right on Jenna. Like, she was chilling. And then I held her and like, do you want to do skin to skin? I'm like, no, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And I held her. And it's probably why she's so mean to this day. But no, she's the meanest little 1 year old I remember in my life. Like the coolest 1 year old.
You can
so
say
mean.
That, but I've been in your house, and this is, you guys got to see when Zach's with his daughter, and even when people are watching, but when no one's watching, it's just kissing her from head to toe. So you can.
Oh,
act,
no, it's just on her cheeks, act, you weirdo. I don't kiss her from
no,
head
you know
to
what
toe.
I mean.
Yeah,
come on.
Cheeks. You know, there's weirdos out there that. That would take that wrong, but her cheeks, definitely.
Yeah, he's a he loves his daughter.
So, anyways, she that's comes surprised. Out.
So, you did skin to skin, did you not?
No, I didn't.
Wow. Okay.
That's not like listen. That's the mother's job.
I agree,
but, and they're better know, at it.
Still,
that's
your daughter.
Because here's the thing. That's the heartbeat that she's been listening to for 9 months.
Got so, me there.
I'm sure I'm gonna get roasted for a lot of things I've said in the last 10 minutes, but. So, but Jenna was like after. Carmella came out. She was like, hey, like, I need a second. Like, she straight up was like, I'm like shook. That felt like the feeling. She goes, I'm shook. And so they're like, Dad, you have to do skin to skin. I'm like, I'm all set. Just give me my daughter. And they're like, you have to do skin to skin. I'm like, no, I'm good. And then Jenna goes, take your fucking shirt off. So that's why there was pictures of me sitting there like a weenie, you know, with my daughter.
Nah, it was beautiful.
But as soon as they put her on me, she just starts like, urinating all over me. I'm just like, great, this is disgusting.
Fatherhood.
No, I'm just saying the pee was disgusting.
I know.
Like, holding my daughter was
of
amazing.
Course,
and like,
of course,
just,
of
it's
course.
Also just because there's like 19 different people walking in and out, like writing stuff on a board, and there's just me, like, you know. And so, but then, you know, so I'm sitting there, and you know, the nurses are doing their thing, and I'm getting peed on, so they're cleaning me up a little bit. And Jenna goes, hey. She goes, did you text my mom? And I go, no, I've been sitting here busy doing your job. Why don't you text your own mom? Like, are you freaking kidding me? And all the nurses were like, but here's the thing. Like, they were laughing. But here's the kicker. So the story wraps up in a bow.
Okay.
So then we're sitting there, and I'm doing skin to skin. And Jenna goes, hey, I'm really sorry I told you to sit down, but I was in a lot of pain. I was like, don't worry about it. I've been told worse, you know, like, sit down. Are you kidding me?
It's easy.
I was like, yes, ma'am. Like, I was, you know, checking scores. Like, you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
But
gosh.
Then she said, wait. So she said, I feel bad. I go, why? She goes, because I honestly wanted you to golf tomorrow because you've been working really hard. And she goes, so if you guys want to still go, she goes, your mom is watching the younger two. You can still go golf. And I was like, listen, if I called Pierre and told him, hey, man, I'm still on for tomorrow, he'd be like, yeah, you are, but you're going to be golfing alone. I'll be in the hospital tending to your wife. And when I called you and told you that, that's exactly what you said. You were like, yeah, no, I wouldn't show up. He's like, I would refuse to golf with you tomorrow or today or whatever it was.
Listen, honestly, for me, I just need Jenna's approval. If she would have called me and said it, I would have done, yes, ma'am, whatever you say. But I would tell you, my man, stay your ass home.
Yeah, stay in the hospital. Here's the thing. It's not like she'd sit there alone and then, you know.
You don't have to justify why you're not going to go on Sunday. After
no,
your
no, but also, that's the thing I can always keep I can tell me. It's like, I have two other babies to take care of.
That's right.
So, yeah, that was a eventful Saturday. So, we're golfing this Sunday.
So, listen, first of all, miracle of life. Congratulations. Yeah, a round crazy. Of applause for Carmella Nichols, please.
Carmella Jean Nichols.
Mm-hmm. And the miracle of life, another round of applause for Jenna Capono Nichols, please, for making two huge calls to deliver a beautiful, healthy baby girl. Take me to my hospital that I like. No epidural. Let's knock this out.
What about me?
You know, no credit, no nothing, my man. No, I'm just kidding. At the end of the day,
I need a Dale Earnhardt Jr. hat for what I did. And I will, you know, I was sitting here. Remember when I was sitting here and Jordan was saying, like, telling us about his race, what he's been, how he got into it. After I got out that drive, I'm like, dude, I would smoke his ass.
Take him.
Oh gosh,
take
yeah.
him to town.
Easy.
What
yeah.
you're forgetting though is that Jordan's the endurance guy. So you know, if he gets you in his race, the endurance guy, I'm thinking, you know. But in that moment, nobody's beating you.
Do you know how comfortable my F-150 is?
Listen, that's the story of Zach, bro. You give her sprint and nobody's beating you. It's yeah. the endurance stuff.
My F-150, bro, I would smoke Jordan Wisely. He can drive his, what does he drive? His little French car, little, oh, his Hyundai. What is that?
Yeah, I think it is. Is it his Hyundai?
Get
Michael,
lost.
Find out what his sponsorship
it
is.
It is Hyundai. Get out. Get lost, Pepe Le Pew. America's in town. And there's a pregnant woman in the in this other seat.
Oh, my gosh. That's strong. Hey, listen, now that Jenna's not pregnant, would you, you know, be cool with her going on another season real quick?
She can go on as many seasons as she wants.
All-Stars 5 for Jenna?
Jenna can go, yeah.
Let's go. Round of applause. Jenna's going on All-Stars 5. Oh, my gosh, man. That's amazing. That's amazing. I can't wait.
I never said she didn't. Go ahead.
I know. I'm just trying to start the narrative here.
She always says, she's like, no, I want you to go because you have a better chance of winning. I'm like, I don't think I do anymore.
Maybe not. Listen, don't give her. She was on that Stairmaster with CJ in there, man. She's a tank. She's ready to go. Everyone knows that. I don't have to say it every time. Everyone knows how big of a beast Jenna is on the field. So she would definitely be focused and ready to go. So, wow. What? That's an amazing story. Is there anything else you want to talk about in the personal life, man? Because that was incredible.
No, I think that's it. I mean, that was pretty personal.
That was as personal as it gets. Thank you for being vulnerable. That was insane.
Yeah.
I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. I want to let you guys know about the schedule real quick.
House creeping. Oh.
House keeping. No, for sure. So this week, for those of you who love Traders and watch that Traders review, we had that Traders review for everybody else for free. But we got some Tier 2 content coming out. Today, we're going to talk about the reunion. And then in the Tier 2, we are going to talk about All-Stars 4 preview. We got our notes right here. Big shout out to Mark Long and the All-Stars team. Round of applause, please. Thank you. And yeah, man, it's going down. Oh, yeah. So next week, I would look out. I think we're going to drop the live show next week. So I'm excited about that for Tier 2. So yeah,
that'll be sweet.
Yeah, that'll be fun. For those of you who didn't make it, you know, you wait a little bit. And if you're not on Tier 2, got to get on that. And then we'll have some Laurel and Jordan action. So look out. That's what's going on with the schedule.
Yeah, those are fun.
Those are good ones.
Intro views.
All right. Let's get started with the reunion. That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.